Voting is underway in Iran's runoff elections, with 68 remaining parliamentary seats up for grabs. 17 million people are eligible to vote. The elections will take place in 21 provinces, where over 50 constituencies were left undecided in the first round on February the 26th. There will be no runoff vote in the capital, Tehran, where the candidates won all 30 seats outright. Iran's interior minister says the voting will continue until 19 p.m. local time, and if it's not extended further, the results will be announced on Saturday morning. Tehran University professor Fouad Izzati believes the remaining seats in Iran's parliament will be evenly distributed between the two main political factions.
We have two general political leniencies. One are the principalists, and one are the people who more or less support the Rouhani government. In the general election that we had for the parliament, most analysts believe that there was a split in terms of 50-50, 50% of the seats that were taken by the principalists, and then the 50 seats that the other side took. For this election, more or less we expect the same thing, unless something changes unexpectedly. But generally, a lot of people believe that the new parliament, the new majlis, is going to be a split 50-50 between people who generally support the Rouhani administration and the other half that have some questions about Rouhani's domestic policies and foreign policies.